defer it. It's likely that most of the next actions you determine for things in N will be yours to do and will take longer than 2 minutes to complete. A call you need to make to a customer, an email you need to spend a little time thinking about and drafting to your team, a gift you need to buy for your brother at the stationery store, a piece of software you need to download from the web and try out, a conversation you must have with your spouse about an investment you think you should make, all of these fit that description. These actions will have to be written down somewhere and then organized in the appropriate categories so you can access them when you need to. For the moment, go ahead and put post-its on the pieces of paper in N with the action written on them and add these to the pending stack of papers that have been processed. The pending things that are left. If you follow the instructions in this chapter, you'll dump a mess of things, file a bunch, do a lot of 2-minute actions, and hand off a number of items to other people. You'll also wind up with a stack of items that have actions associated with them that you still need to do, soon, someday, or on a specific date, and reminders of things you're waiting on from other people. This pending group is made up of the actions you've delegated or deferred. It is what still needs to be organized in some fashion in your personal system, a topic I'll cover in step-by-step detail in the next chapter.